So today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Braj Mohan Prabhuji to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. So I will briefly describe about him. He is a lifestyle coach and resident monk at ISKCON Chowpatty since 2006. He has done his BTech and IIT from Mumbai, MS University of Illinois, Chicago in nanophysics. He was a scientific officer at Bach Mumbai and business analyst at Enterprise Chicago, and he was ex-president of Vedic Vision Society Chicago. So he is regularly conducting journey of self-discovery course and facing life challenges the Gita way, classes at the temple, HPCL and Mumbai. So we welcome His Grace Braj Mohan Prabhuji. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Shyamagauri Mataji, has Prabhuji joined?
Hare Krishna Mataji, it's look like they got disconnected. Let me call them.
Okay, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
So meanwhile, we can chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Ram Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Mataji.
Brajamani Prabhu, are you there? There is some problem. Prabhuji can hear all of us, but he cannot hear me. Prabhuji, do you have mic? There might be some problem in your mic. Hare Krishna, we cannot hear you, Prabhuji.
Shyama Gauri, are you there?
Yeah, yes, Mataji, I am here, but Prabhuji is also there, but he is speaking, but we cannot hear. He can hear all of us. That's what we picked.
You might have put him on mute.
No.
Tell him to connect again.
No, Mataji. Prabhuji, you just disconnect and connect again. Maybe that will work.
I don't know what was the problem. I was trying to Skype with my laptop. It was, I was able to hear everybody, but something is there. Okay, let's start our class. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय नमो वासुदेवाय. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 33 एक्टिविटीज ऑफ कपिला टेक्स्ट 21. वनम प्रव्रजिते पत्या अपत्या विरहातुरा ज्ञान तत्वाप्य अभूनस्ते वत्से गौरिव वत्सलः. Devahuti's husband had already left home and accepted the renounced order of life. And then her only son Kapila left home. Although she knew all the truths of life and death, and although her heart was cleansed of all dirt, she was very aggrieved at the loss of her son, just as a cow is affected when her calf dies. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A woman whose husband is away from home or has taken the renounced order of life should not be very sorry, because she still has the presence of her husband's representative, her son. It is said in the Vedic scriptures, Atmaiva Putro Jayate. The husband's body is represented by the son. Strictly speaking, a woman is never widowed if she has a grown son. Devahuti was not very much affected while Kapila Muni was there. But upon his departure, she was very afflicted. She grieved not because of her worldly relationship with Kardamuni, but because of her sincere love for the personality of Godhead. The example given here is that Devahuti became just like a cow who has lost her calf. A cow bereft of her calf cries day and night. Similarly, Devahuti was aggrieved, and she always cried and requested friends and relatives, "Please bring my son home so that I may live. Otherwise, I shall die." This intense affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although manifested as affection for one's son, is spiritually beneficial. Attachment for a material son obliges one to remain in material existence, but the same attachment, when transferred to the Supreme Lord, brings one elevation to the spiritual world in the association of the Lord. Every woman can qualify herself as much as Devahuti, and then can also have the Supreme Godhead as her son. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead can appear as a son of Devahuti, He can also appear as a son of any other woman, provided that woman is qualified. If one gets the Supreme Lord as a son, one can have the benefit of bringing up a nice son in this world, and at the same time get promotion to the spiritual world to become the face-to-face associate of the Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, very grateful for this opportunity given to me by Shyamagauri Mataji to discuss some pastimes of the Lord and something from we can take home from this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Apologies for the delay. Sometimes things don't work out the way you plan. So, this is a very painful verse for Devahuti, that both her husband and her son have left her and they have both gone away to the forest. And that's what the verse says. Vanam pravrajite patya. The pati, the husband of Devahuti, has already gone to the forest and apatya, and because she was not having her son and her husband, she was virahatura. She was in extreme misery, extreme sorrow. And the verse says, jnana tattvapi abhunaste, that it's not that she didn't know the truth, that we are not the body, we are not a husband or a wife or a children. But in spite of knowing all this, abhunaste, jnana tattvabhi abhunaste, vatse gauriva vatsala. She was crying, very much aggrieved at the loss of her son. Now, this, what is, and Prabhupada very amazingly discusses two things. One thing he discusses about how a woman is taken care by her husband and then by her son. And when she loses both of them, then it is very painful for her. But here, fortunately for Devahuti, the son was not just devotee, but a great, the Supreme Lord himself. And because of that, her grief was purifying her. And often, life doesn't go the way we would like to. Either the situations will change, because of which that same relationship doesn't remain, or the person changes or we change. Therefore, they say this one of the most famous, especially yesterday, Valentine's Day, is I love you. And this statement is not properly understood, but they say that this I love you is a mathematical equation where in today's context the you is a variable whom the person loves. In I love you, that you keeps changing. And if you try to keep the you constant, then the love becomes a variable. The kind of the emotions, the relationship that you have with that person keeps changing. Today you love you, or like they say before marriage, they say I can't live without you. And after marriage it becomes I can't live with you. So that same love turns into hate or tolerance or disgust. And instead of trying to make either the love word becomes a variable, or the you becomes a variable. But what we need to keep improving is that I part. The more we purify that I and try to fix, come back to the real I that we are, then we are able to love and accept people the way they are. Else we have so many expectations from others, and these expectations are because we want others to behave in a way that will please us. And the more in a way, it is trying to make the other person like you. And the more the other person starts to become like you, the more it starts to get boring. So in one way where the other person is exactly opposite of you, there is a lot of excitement, but that is because you can't gel with that person. Say he doesn't like the way you drink tea or the way you try to interact in the social circles. The other person may be exactly opposite. And in this context of relationships, it is a very big whirlpool in which we all get sucked. People are not able to give up their family ties or their expectations from each other, and that gives them a lot of viraha atura, that gives them suffering. Even the person is there, but still they are suffering because the person has cut off that relationship. Here in India, you may know the famous Raymond's company, and the owner of Raymond's, Kapadia, after he got old, he wrote all his property to his son, and there was some fight or some kind of thing that happened at home, and now the son has thrown away the father from his property, from the father who earned all this. Raymond, the owner of such a big business, but the son has thrown him away, and the owner of Raymond's is currently staying in a rented house, and of course extremely in anguish and disappointment, frustration, because he never expected this to be done from his son. So although his tagline is the complete man Raymond's, but when such kind of treatment is done, especially by one's own children, then I'm sure he's no way feeling himself to be the complete man. And so either time or this kind of change in behavior is someday or other going to cut off that relationship that is going to be there. So it is the duty of those who are younger that they should take care of their elderly parents. The children cannot preach this to their, say, father, mother, that now it is the time, now you should go to the forest, cut down your attachment to home. Because when the children speak this, it hurts them, because they think this is coming from a place of trying to avoid them. But when the same thing is, when they hear from a sadhu or from someone else, they know it is not coming out of disgust or some kind of thing. Therefore, they can take it very properly. That's the difference between a manager and a leader. Manager is somebody who is interacting with you on day-to-day basis, and when he speaks some kind of thing that is good for you, often people don't take this. Say the parents speak something to their children. Most of the time the children don't take it in the right spirit, because they think this is what is going to make my parents' life comfortable or convenient, and that's why they are speaking this. And many a times it's a fact that even when parents speak something to their children, it is not only because they are fully concerned about the welfare of the child. It is many a times just to remove the remove the headache of handling them. I know so many parents that when the children are just kids, just so that the kid doesn't bother them, they give the mobile in the hands of the child. Okay, you keep playing with this. I will go and say do my work or watch a movie or, and the child takes this mobile and so you have given him that mobile or anything, not because you are fully conscious that this is for the benefit of the child, but because you are a human being, you are limited, and your limit for that day has already over. Your balance is over, therefore you don't have any more patience to deal with all the questions or the queries or the tantrums that the child throws. And that's why it is very important that everybody hears from a person who is not directly dwelling into one's day-to-day affairs. And therefore, that's why in many places when the temple president, when he tells something to their congregation, the congregation takes it with a pinch of salt, because they think that the leader is telling them this because for his own benefit or for the institutional benefit, not for my benefit. And therefore, the questions arise. That's why in the Vedic culture, apart from the king, there was the regular visiting of the sadhus or third party consultants, as you can say. They come and they give vision, and that vision is taken properly. The same thing may be spoken by the king or by the temple president, but when a visiting sannyasi or visiting brahmachari comes and speaks, then it is taken because you know that this person has nothing to do with me. Now, here, so the solution is not, okay, let me not hear those who are close to me, but hear my guru only. That is also not the solution, because then who will actually take care of your day-to-day affairs? The best is where both we are responsible locally and we also are open to advice from all sources, especially our spiritual mentors, teachers. And ideally, there should be a cooperation between the leadership who are visiting, that they are in the same vision that Srila Prabhupada gave, that ultimately everybody has to go one step closer to Krishna. And any way that helps in the long run or the short run for them to take one step closer to Krishna, it is good. So here, Devahuti, Kardamuni was a great saint, and Devahuti was given in marriage to Kardamuni. That section also is amazing, where Devahuti, being such a opulent and from a royal family, and Kardamuni was hardly having anything, and she was willing to be submissive and being in the forest, from the palace to the forest. And very amazingly, Srila Prabhupada, in that whole section, how does a wife serve the husband, that is discussed. But in a deeper sense, how does a disciple serve his guru? That is also discussed, that not demanding, just waiting patiently. And almost she got very thin, and she was becoming, all her clothes were becoming torn off because she was not able to take care of herself. And she was very consistently serving, providing all the facilities for Kardamuni's meditation. And one day when he opens his eyes, Kardamuni, and he notices that, my God, I have been married for so many years and I didn't take care of my wife's needs. And then he creates this beautiful palace, and Kapila is born. But I am sure that if any husband neglects his wife the way Kardama did, in today's time, within a very short while, there will be a divorce. There will be that I can't live with this person because this person is not at all caring for me. He's just into his own world, and that's one of the main complaints that subordinates or followers have from their leader, from their husband or from their counselor, that he doesn't have time to spend with me. But the disciple, he first proves that he is loyal in all situations, no matter what happens. And when he is loyally serving, and another aspect which Prabhupada discusses is that her respect never went down inside, because usually when we serve, after a while, we start to get familiar with the person whom we are serving, and we are not so careful and cautious in the dealings. Say it may be husband, wife, or any relationship, that after a while, the respect wears off, and if there is culture, then there is some kind of proper etiquette and words that are used. Else, if it is not there, then usually each person is openly expressing what does he want from the other person. But here, Devahuti, she served her husband with great respect and affection, and sincerely waiting, and finally seeing this mood of the disciple, the guru becomes merciful, and he plants the seed of bhakti by which the Supreme Lord comes into our life, and that is Kapila Muni. And when Kapila Muni came, who is none other than the Supreme Lord, imagine the kind of attraction or love that Devahuti might have had for Kapila Muni. Because after all, no matter who you are in front of your mother, you are just their child. And when Kapila Muni went after giving her instructions on the Sankhya Yoga, Sankhya comes from the word Sankhya. Sankhya means to count. So that way of connecting to Krishna, that is through analysis. Because when you analyze something, then you try to measure, try to count. And so this word science also comes from the same word Sankhya. And because science also is a method of measurement, counting, and the same. And Kapila Muni, when you read third canto, amazing scientific description, analysis of this world. And after giving all that Sankhya Yoga, then he leaves. The first question which Prabhupada asks in the thing is that if Kapila Muni was directly the son of the Supreme Lord, why did Kardam Muni have to leave him to go to the forest or to be alone to meditate on Krishna when Krishna himself is his son? It looks like he has not understood the purpose, that when the son, the Lord himself is directly there as his son, why does he have to go away to meditate on the Supreme Lord when he is directly there?
It's 6:30.
And Prabhupada says that the devotee of the Lord, the pure devotees, they are in perfect sync with the will of the Lord. And here in this particular pastime, the Lord wanted to show that not how he didn't want to do the pastimes of love. He wanted to impart knowledge. And Kardamuni was in sync with the purpose of the incarnation, and therefore he left. And Kapila Muni, now he is also very very much in at comfort with his mother being there. But he taught her the knowledge, but he just didn't teach her the knowledge, but he also showed her that one needs to renounce his attachments, and else the mind will keep revolving there. But it was very painful for Devahuti, because Devahuti now doesn't have her very highly exalted husband, and she has also lost the Supreme Lord. So both Guru and Krishna, both have left her life, and therefore she is in great misery. But this kind of separate feelings of separation, which she was crying, and Prabhupada writes that she was constantly crying and requesting her friends and relatives, please bring my son home so that I may live, otherwise I shall die. This is real feelings, and this is not condemned. Whenever we lose some near and dear one, whether devotee or not devotee, these feelings are there. So sometimes we try to minimize these feelings of grief, these moments of grief, trying to impart knowledge. But ideally, the knowledge should be given when the person is inquiring. If any is in lot of grief, like in our temple, we usually don't go to, brahmacharis don't go for two events. One is a marriage, another is a death. Because usually in these two situations, people are not receptive to hear. Not because they are not like that, but there is, in one place, like in a marriage, there is so much of joy and the coming together of boy and girl. Usually that aspect of trying to hear is not there. And also the person who goes also may get influenced by all the vibes. And same with death. That when there is a death, there is so much pain and there is so much grief, that in that deep grief, one is not willing to hear or take the message properly. But maybe after some time, when things start to become normal, then it is good that the person takes out some time, or we should try to take out some time to hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from the Bhagavad Gita. Else it is very rare souls like Arjuna or Parikshit that actually turn to Krishna in such times of great trouble. And I'm just coming from Dwarka. And in Dwarka, the Sudama, in the Sudama pastime, there are many lessons, but one particular lesson which struck to me when I was hearing the narration is that Sudama, he was in Porbandar, he was 3 hours away from Dwarka, and he was so extremely poverty stricken. And his wife was constantly telling him, why don't you go and beg from Krishna, your own master, why is he not helping us? Doesn't he know that we are suffering here? And then Sudama was also waiting that when he was not ready to go. And we all the time think that it was Sudama who was not willing to go, but it was also Krishna's desire, that Krishna was testing him, that in such extreme situations of poverty, does his loyalty to me, does his intentions, does his standards of pure devotion go down, or they are still there?
And at what point Krishna decides to empower a devotee is only up to Krishna. Krishna could have given Sudama wealth any time. Or Krishna could have given him the desire to come to him any time. But it is Krishna's autocracy that at what time he blesses which devotee with what kinds of blessings, we cannot judge. Therefore, one lesson from this story is that one should be very careful in dealings with devotees, because sometimes we may see some devotee may be extremely spiritually poverty stricken. He hardly has any kind of abilities or any kind of spiritual counts assets, say in terms of number of rounds he chants, or the DTZ worships, or whether he is first initiated or second initiated, or whom he is in touch with. He is in touch with 10 sannyasis or 1 sannyasi or 10 exalted devotees. But so no matter what kind of situation a devotee is in, whether extremely poverty stricken or not, like Srila Prabhupada, he was extremely poverty stricken for 40 years. And after 40 years, Krishna, this is from the side of Krishna, the Prabhupada side was he was constantly trying to make Krishna famous. From the side of Krishna, Krishna tested him for 40 years. And that's what Prabhupada tells, that Krishna tested me twice. He tested me first by taking everything away from me, that he didn't keep anything. He took away the family, he took away the fortune, he took away his health, his fitness. And after taking away everything, and still that loyalty and that intentions when they were pure, then Krishna blessed him with so much. And so that's what Prabhupada said, that Krishna tested me by taking everything away from me, and then Krishna tested me by giving everything that one can have. Fame, position, comforts. But in both situations, his loyalty and attitude to Krishna was never, they never became tainted. And that's precisely what Sudama also was doing. Initially, he had some kind of association with Krishna in the Gurukul. And after that, say, 64 days of association with Krishna, they both departed. Maybe Sudama continued his schooling for some time, but Krishna, he was there only in the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni for, say, 2 months. Yeah, a little over 2 months. After that, he left. And that relationship which he made with Krishna in the 2 months of time, for the next 30 to 40 years, he maintained that relationship. This story comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam way later, after Krishna has grandchildren. So imagine the number of years, maybe at least 30-40 years. 30-40 years of separation from Krishna, never met him. But that sadhana, that he kept that relationship alive, and he never expected anything from that relationship with Krishna. And this is what Krishna also does with, that he gives us some association of devotees, some Krishna consciousness. For some time, say some sadhu sangha retreat or say yatra, karti yatra. And after that, he sees that how are we maintaining our motivation. Many times the activity remains, the chanting or the reading, but the motivations becomes sometimes a bit material. Say I should look for my security, or I should we start to compromise in the attitude. But when we don't do that and keep our attitude sincere, then after a while Krishna actually blesses us with his grace, with his blessings. In Sudama's case, it was wealth, material, because he can handle it.
But all that actually makes us, our heart pure, that fire of separation. Same thing with here, devotee. Devotee, because she is experiencing that deep separation, it is that separation that brings her closer. It is, and therefore, that separation is very good. If we are feeling separation from devotees, we should not let that go, but keep that alive. And if someday Krishna blesses us with more association, we are grateful, but never let go of that sparks of blessing that we got. Never let that spark die down. Hare Krishna. So I'd like to end here. And if any devotees have any questions, comments, or any discussions, we can have.
Hare Krishna, Dandras Param, Braj Gopal Prabhu, Hari Hari Bol, Jai Shri Radhe.
Braj Mohan Das.
It's work in day-to-day life. Such a wonderful class. Dandras, all the Shri Prabhupada and Gurudev. Gopinath ki jai ho.
Thank you, Mataji. Something to just some thoughts. Hare Krishna. Any devotees have any questions or comments?
Very, very wonderful class, Prabhuji, and very it's nicely you explain about the devotees, like attachment to the sun is so, Prabhuji, devotee is not having her son or her husband at home, and she is feeling separation from her son. So it's not the only son, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and she is meditating on her son. So Prabhuji, we have the attachment with our own son, and when we get separated, so what do you call it? Should we not have...
So the pain is there when, say, we are separated from our family. We have the pain is there. And Prabhupada, that's what Prabhupada says, the pain is always there. But if that pain is spiritualized, then it becomes beneficial. Else that pain is going to make us more entangled. So therefore, the relationships that we have with our family members should be centered on Krishna. If they are devotees, or the way we look at them is not, it is me who is connected to them, but it is a Krishna's part and parcel that the aspects that they were showing which was attracting us to them. We should see those aspects are actually glimpses of Krishna's qualities. And even while remembering them, when we start to see the qualities which they possess that made them so attractive to us was actually Krishna, then even in that grief, we start to become Krishna conscious, because they are just reflecting Krishna's qualities. And if they are directly devotees, then just plain separation from them is also very purifying. But a devotee always remembers other devotees because the way they reflect Krishna's qualities. Devotees are like mirrors, transparent mirrors that reflect Krishna's qualities, different qualities. And in looking at the beauty, a devotee doesn't forget the artist. And any beauty that, like a movie. In a movie, people may see different actors playing different parts. But an intelligent person, along with seeing different people that are playing the parts, he sees director in every actor. direct actor. So every actor is actually reflecting what the director wants. So in every dialogue, every musical tune, every scene, he sees, oh, this is how the director is planning this whole thing. So one is just to see the, get into the actors, you become angry at some people, you fall in love with some people. Another is to take a step back and see how the director has made this whole plot so that we can get enchanted. And in that, we become enchanted with the director, although we don't see him. Just like I'm sure, say it's Steven Spielberg or James Cameron, or say in India, like Sanjay Leela Bhansali, who are the good directors. People look up to them, who is directing the movie, more than who are playing the movie. Because if the director is good, then the movie is going to be great. Same way with Krishna. Krishna is the director, and we keep him the director of our lives. Then we are sure that, well, whether it be a sorrowful movie or a horror movie or comedy movie, it's going to be a great movie. So we should try to see Krishna's hand in our attraction to this world. That way our attraction becomes spiritualized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. Very nice. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dhanvat Vanam, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. So Prabhuji, just to mention right now, this was coming in my mind also, and you gave a nice example of a movie. But still, Devuti, who was, after losing his son, so she was in full knowledge, and she got all the instructions from the Kapil Muni. But still, she was crying and weeping when her son left, and she was asking everyone, "Bring him back! Bring him back!" So, Malab, she was such an advanced devotee. And what about us, Prabhu? Malab, we are nothing, nowhere. And so, how to console ourselves when your near one or dear one leave you? So,
yes, so that's what I am saying, that moroseness or affection for our near ones is not what separates us, is not what is hinders us. What hinders us is that we want them in our life for our benefit. That this person, like you see sometimes in somebody is grieving for the loss of husband or wife, and they are crying, and then in their crying the statements are usually, now who will bring milk for me, who will take care of me, who will wake me up. So the grief is many a times that what the person can do for you. That is what is binding you. But if the grief is that I am not able to serve, I am not able to get the association, I will not be able to do this or do that for them. So then it becomes an aspect of service. The misery is that I am not able to serve. The misery is not that I won't be able to enjoy. When pain is that of, I won't be able to enjoy the same way, then it is a trouble. And here, Devuti being so highly realized, I'm sure she is the pain that he's experiencing is because I won't be able to serve my son, who is directly the Supreme Lord, and she is experiencing the pain. And externally, it may look like the Vrajavasis, they tell Krishna, "Krishna, can you get this for me because I am hungry?" They say that, but internally they know they are asking Krishna because Krishna is hungry and they want to feed Krishna. So the same way here, Devotee is experiencing great pain and she is crying. But the pain is that of I won't be able to serve, I won't be able to get the association. Not that I won't be able to get all the facilities from this person. So when it is like that, so then it is not the right mood even with our family members. We are there to serve them. We are not here them to take service from them.
Yes, Prabhu, that is 100% right. Hum apne sukh ke liye rote hain. Matlab, we are now depriving all those facilities they were giving us. So that is true. That is true, Prabhu. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. So, thank you very much for all of your kind attention. And I don't know if I, but some devotees asked me if I can share this, that I'll be, I was hesitating to share this, but I'll be visiting United States very soon in April. April 5th, Radhanand Maharaj asked me to come there to help in Bhakti Center with some Indian congregation preaching or whatever. So if any of you have any friends or some way which we can help in preaching in New York, please let me know. Or in any other place we can do something to develop some kind of preaching. I'll be there for 3 months just to check how the situation is, and then I'll be back in July. And if things work out, maybe more time I can try to serve there. So,
yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, very nice, Prabhuji. You will be in Bhakti Center only for 3 months?
Yeah, that's the plan. I'll be traveling. Right now, I've not made full plan. But I'll make some travels, one or two cities already planned because requests were there from long. Otherwise, I've not made much plan because I'm busy here only. Like tomorrow, yesterday I came here. Yesterday I couldn't take the class because my flight got delayed and then cancelled. Then I took it today. So there's a lot of traveling here happening. So currently I'm not at planned US visit schedule. But maybe sometime in March I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Prabhuji. I'll talk.
Okay. So 1 second. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Anybody has any question or comments for Prabhuji?
Prabhuji, is it possible that you can attend Atlanta Paniyati Dham also? Because we are here more than 56 Aradhanath Maharaj disciples. So is it possible to come in Atlanta also for 2-3 days?
Yeah, I would love to. What is the dates? And we can discuss maybe
offline,
on
yeah.
Email or WhatsApp.
Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
We will inform Shama Gauri.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dara Pram, Shrila Prabhupada, Kijay Guru Maharaj, Kijay. Prabhuji, so we are in United States and our, loved one in India. So that's what we call, So Prabhuji, because of Prabhupada's mercy and all the devotees' mercy, we got to know about Krishna. But, in India, if they haven't met any devotee or, they are lack of that association or because of that sukruti or whatever reason, sometimes the relatives doesn't want to chant, or I even hesitate to tell them that chant or do this or that. They are not on that that level. So
yes.
I'm not. I don't want to compare them with the level, but they are not that, and I cannot even tell them to eat prasadam because they are not that
So, and you know, I had two brothers, and they passed, like cousin brother, but they passed away suddenly, and they were like, one was little older than me and one was at my age. So, you know, they passed away. And I feel bad because, you know, without doing anything, they might have done go to temple and bow down and all, but not started any bhakti or anything. So how can we serve them, that kind of relative, to make closer to Krishna?
Yes, Krishna gives very few chances, and sometimes we regret later. I could have given him some bhakti, but it is my hesitancy that may not have given him that, and sometimes we take the fault upon us. Bhaktisiddhankur, he had a nice thing about, like, when he said that when someone leaves the movement, whose fault it is, or when somebody doesn't come to the movement, whose fault is it? And he said 50% is our fault and 50% is that individual's fault. And so part of the blame is upon us that we didn't dare to somehow or other share with them. So if we are not able to, then at least we should arrange some devotees or some kind of situation in which they are able to appreciate Krishna consciousness. And say we come and we take them to some dham or bring them to a yatra. Somewhere or other we should try to give them Krishna consciousness, because especially the older they get, the more risky it is, because they may leave any time. And therefore we should be honest, at least sharing. May not be in a condescending way. When we do things in a condescending way, then people don't take it up properly, but in a proper way, with care, when we do this, then it is, people sometimes take up. But if they don't, then the blame is not upon us, because we tried our part. And once someday when they are open, eager, then they'll remember us. Oh, like I know some of my relatives, in times of trouble they remember me. Otherwise, they don't. So when there is trouble, at least you will be the first person whom they will remember and try to come.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhupada.
So we should do our part, try to help them to connect. But at the same time, know that not just us, it is also upon that individual's free will, but at least from our part, whatever we can do, in different instances, we should try to do that.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Hare
Thank you, Prabhuji. Such a wonderful class. Please give your association every week if it is possible.
Let's see. I'll have to check next week's schedule, and I'll in touch with Mataji, and if I can, I'll be happy to serve all of you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hari Bol. Gopinath ki jai.
Hari Bol.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Please pay your obeisance, Prabhuji.
7:00.
Atarubhyasya kripa sindhu bhyavacha.
Sapitanam pavane bhyo vaishnavi bhyo namo namo.
Bhyo namo namo.
Vishnu vele ki.
Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Braj Mohan Prabhu.
Thank you very much.
Hari Bol. Thank you, Prabhu. Is that Prabhu Sambhala Bhushan?